This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Center for American Progress released a job guarantee proposal that would employ an estimated 4.4 million Americans, as well as a plan that detailed how it would guarantee jobs to Americans who live in particularly distressed communities, urban and rural. Rutgers University of Newark thinks differently about social justice, and its admissions program has become something of an experiment within the council. For the past 18 years, U.S. News and World Report has ranked it the nation's most diverse university, and the school has made diversity its calling card. One of three public universities within the New Jersey's Rutgers system, it promotes itself as fostering excellence at the intersection of academic and civic engagement. It has an honors college that rewards and supports grit and the students with leadership potential. Affordable housing projects in San Francisco now cost an average of $750,000 per unit, a 17% increase over the $627,000 cost in 2016, creating a funding gap that's risen from $235,000 to $342,000. A report by the Economic Policy Institute found that the share of workers subject to mandatory arbitration agreements more than doubled after 2000 and now exceeds 55%. In Georgia's Democratic primary, history was made. Stacey Abrams is the first black woman in the U.S. to be a major party's nominee for governor. Ms. Abrams, a Democrat, will test just how much the state's conservative politics have shifted. A research control group consisting of barbers who encourage lifestyle modification and referred customers with high blood pressure to physicians has turned out to be successful. In the intervention group, barbers screened patients and handed them off to pharmacists who met with customers in the barber shops. They treated patients with medications and lifestyle changes according to set protocols, then updated physicians on what they had done. The results were impressive. Congress agreed to free thousands of small and medium-sized banks from strict rules that had been enacted as part of the 2010 Dodd-Frank law to prevent another meltdown. In a rare demonstration of bipartisanship, the House voted 258 to 159 to approve a regulatory rollback. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.